played on a field or ice or courts.
Bet Rivers is the place.
Over, under, money line, same game parlays, it's all fine.
We'll put a smile on your face.
Bet Rivers Sportsbook is your home for chance, where you can bet on the sports you love. Bet Rivers Sportsbook. Download the app.
Take a chance.
Presented by Rivers Casino Portsmouth. Must be 21 plus. Available in Virginia only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-532-3500.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
In this Sean Speaks episode, I get to speak to you from my heart about an important part of parenting, family life, and a parent's mental health and mindset. I want to help you thrive in how you speak to your kids and how you speak to yourself. Sean Speaks is a live teaching I did with a Zoom room filled with my VIP members. It's interactive, it's spontaneous, it's raw and unedited. If you'd like to go deeper with me, visit my website.
About 20 years ago, I was about 25 years old, and something really, really bad happened to me. And it really, really affected me for the first time in my life, one of the first times in my life. This bad thing happened, and it brought up this hatred inside of me. It arose this deep hatred for this one person. So I was working at this job in the San Francisco Bay Area, and I just got married, and now we had our first child. And I was a young dad, and I wanted to be a good dad. And it's super scary. You might remember those times, you know? You got to pay rent. You got bills. You got to be grown up. You got all this pressure, and you got a young baby. And so here I am at this job, and I'm feeling like I'm rocking it at this job. I'm feeling good about this job. And then about 8 months into the job, I get sat down and I am fired, and I'm shocked and pissed. So pissed off. Out of the blue, I'm fired. And I'm like, what the hell is this? What am I supposed to do now? I'm working full time. I have a wife. I have a baby. I also am in grad school. I'm financing this whole thing on my own. I've got student loans, and I am pissed that this person would just kind of do me like this. No warning, no like checking in. It was like, what are you doing to me here? I was so enraged at this person. I started writing letters and that I didn't send. I started imagining all I was doing. I had never felt anything like this before. Like, I thought to myself, gosh, like, this is one of the first times in my life that there's like this person in my life that I hate. And now I lived in a small town in the San Francisco Bay Area, and I know that this person lived in this town, and that I had these thoughts of running into this person at the market or around town. And I was sickened by that. I even said to my wife, I want to move. I don't even want to see this person. I had never realized that one person could get under your skin as much until something else happened. The next thing that happened is that I was in my first year of marriage, and I realized that marriage is freaking hard. Oh my gosh, my wife was pushing my buttons and bringing out emotions in me that I didn't even know were there. And I felt shocked. I felt disillusioned. I felt confused. And I'm just this big ball of like, what the heck is going on with me? No one ever told me this would be so hard. And then something else big happened. Something that I thought it couldn't even get more emotional. Well, this baby becomes a toddler, and now I have a toddler in my life, and oh my gosh, that was hard, so hard. Buttons everywhere, feeling sleep deprived, feeling disrespected, feeling unheard, feeling enraged, feeling shocked, confused, having arguments with Danielle, my wife,
feeling like, what is going on here? Why is this kid doing this to me? And I just realized, like, looking back on these stories now, it was never about this old boss. It's never about my wife. It's never about my daughter. Like, life is freaking hard and emotional. And these people, especially the ones we love the most, man, they bring out the best in us, don't they? The best. They bring out this selflessness, this goodness. We sacrifice for them. We save for them. Instead of buying things for ourselves, we buy things for them. We even store our little acorns up in a tree for them. For decades down the line, we love them so much. We do wild, imaginative, crazy things for these people that we love, our spouses and our kids. And it brings out the best in us. And oh my gosh, it brings out the worst. Some of us are listening to this today, and we're really struggling in this. Our lives are filled with yelling, passive aggression, aggressive aggression, negative body language, snapping. Our lives are filled with stonewalling, pep talks, lectures. We look at these people and we blame them. We blame them. You're making me this mad. You're doing this to me. This is your fault. We say to ourselves, oh, this person would just change. I got to send this kid to a therapist. Oh my gosh, my freaking husband needs a therapist. This kid's going to have to go to boarding school. I can't live this way. It's too stressful. And this mindset, because we've all been there, is not good for us. You know, I love to say parents are teachers and every home is a school. And that is true. But you know, it's also true is that these people in their lives who we're talking about, they are our teachers.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
The most challenging people in your life, how do you look at them? Do you look at them as the reason why you're so upset? The reason why you're struggling in life? They're the ones to blame? If you want to do that, do it. You are free to do that. Our mind is very, very powerful. But you know what you can do? You can look at your most challenging child and you can look at them and say, that is my gift. That is my blessing. And you know who that person is? That is my teacher. That is my teacher. This person, and for me, I think of my wife, I think of my oldest daughter. These two women have taught me more than any other person, any book could ever teach me. And what do they teach us, these people? Well, first of all, you have to view them as your teacher for them to be teaching you. It's on your mind. How do you view them? Right? So oftentimes we get married and we think, oh, the purpose of getting married is to be happy. I don't think that's true at all. I think being married, and we're coming up on 20 years, can be amazing. And I love all these seasons of happiness, But for me, and what I teach and believe in is if you just pursue happiness and trying to get happiness out of life, well, I don't think you'll be happy. I've come to view marriage as the purpose of marriage is to make you whole and not happy, to make you holy, not happy. I'll let you determine what whole or holy means, to make you more mature. And when you view your spouse as your helper, as your partner, as the person who's there going to point things out, challenge you, well, then good things are going to happen. You're going to grow. You're going to change. You're going to mature. You're going to heal. And you're going to be happy. When you view your most challenging kid as, you know what? This kid is my gift. Parents are teachers and every home is a school. But kids are teachers and every home is a school. And this kid is teaching me. And what can our kids teach us? The key is, in that sentence, is can. What can our kids teach us? Well, here's what they can teach us. They can teach us to be yellers, to be avoiders. They can teach us to turn to the bottle, to turn to stonewalling, to turn to passive aggression, to turn to workaholism, to turn to blame, to turn to codependency. They can teach us to be like, you know what? I can't be happy because I'm in a codependent relationship with an 11-year-old. I can't be happy because my 16-year-old teenage daughter is moody. They can teach us to view life that way, but they can also teach us good things. And I think the number one things that these people can teach us is love. Love. Because what is love? You know, love is not yelling at somebody, scolding them, harsh, extreme punishments, lame pep talks. Passive aggression is not love. People pleasing is not love. Rescuing someone is not love. You know what love is? Love is really entering into our kids' lives with heart talks, with teaching, with gentleness, with patience, with goodness, with intention. Love is not working too much or yelling too much or cleaning too much or forcing too much. And so, my friends, I invite you to do the work that I'm still freaking working on. I look back at this person who fired me, and I have come to the conclusion that I am thankful. I am thankful that this happened because this person taught me about forgiveness, taught me about business, taught me about the type of boss that I would never want to be. I'm so thankful for my wife for being my number one teacher, teaching me about love and patience and what it means to be a healthy person and a healthy marriage and for not giving up on me. I'm so thankful for my children, especially my most challenging ones, who have brought out so much gentleness and patience in me, I never knew it even existed. It's like amazing. This is inside of me. I can be loving and patient. I didn't even know this was in here.
Parents, thank you for letting me be a positive voice in your life. I love you and I love your family. If you're sick and tired of those same painful patterns in your parenting or the same painful bad behaviors in your kids, then what are you waiting for? Join me in my VIP membership. I'd love to speak with you and give you the specific tools that you need.
When you want to bet on sports, played on a field or ice or courts,
Bet Rivers is the place.
Over under money lines, same game parlays, it's all fine.
We'll put a smile on your face.
Bet Rivers Sportsbook is your home for chance, where you can bet on the sports you love. Bet Rivers Sportsbook. Download the app.
Take a chance.
Presented by Rivers Casino Portsmouth. Must be 21 plus. Available in Virginia only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-532-3500.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.